Hello, hello, hello. Hope you've been enjoying the sun this week and that you can enjoy it this weekend as well. It's been stunning weather here in Basel, and all I did, I feel, was sitting in the sun and be in the sun. Of course, I worked as well, but I could enjoy it and it made me so happy. Of course, the weather is not what I want to talk about today. What I'd like to share with you is my lesson of the week, and it was that I can actually trust my intuition because it is pretty spot on usually, and I still get caught up into questioning myself and needing to rationalize things and maybe find excuses for the other parties. And because I do the work, which is great, doing the work is something really cool, but it can have its downside, which is using the knowledge of everything we learn about our triggers, patterns, traumas, attachment styles, all these things that come in handy to know. In relationships, any kind of relationships, can be sometimes a little obstacle to noticing what our intuition is trying to tell us. So this is my lesson for this week, for this crazy Venus in retrograde period. Maybe I have another lesson actually. I wasn't planning to share that. That's why I'm surprised. That's why I didn't start with the lessons I learned this week. The other lesson would be that when it doesn't feel aligned, and this is where intuition comes in, when things don't feel aligned, like 100% hell yes, then we can just lean back and relax. I give you the example. I was planning to go on a weekend trip. I've known I'm gonna have a few days off for a while, and I was really looking forward to get out of the city because I spent the whole winter here, which has been fine, but now I'm getting ready to get out of town. And so I thought I'm gonna take advantage of this weekend, this very long weekend for me, to go somewhere. And I knew where, and I knew with whom. But it was just not, nobody was booking anything. We were going back and forth with the exact plans. One party wanted to do some things, some specific things that the other party thought, yeah, it'd be a great idea, but also it just didn't feel completely aligned. Completely like, yes, let's do that. And even if one of the parties would say, okay, yes, let's do that, then somehow it would not happen. And so nothing got booked. And in the end, it was for the better because of other reasons that I'm not gonna share now. Then I thought, okay, if I'm not going there, then I need to go somewhere else with somebody else, or go visit family, or do something else. And so I got in touch with some friends and actually I didn't contact family members because I wasn't sure of my decision. And yeah, nothing actually, no decision was taken, and in the end I'm here, and it's great. Maybe the third lesson that I get out of this whole situation is that when you have planned, so let me finish lesson number two first, that my Pilates teacher said to me today. Thanks, Ines, if you're listening to that. She said a lot of the times when you have too many plans at the same time, too many possibilities, then the best thing is just to do nothing at all. And she's so right, because none of it was, it was very, a very restless energy, very like stressful actually. So I'm here and I'm very content because it leads me to lesson number three. When you planned to go somewhere for a few days and so you didn't plan anything else in the city, coffee dates or appointments or things to do because you were supposed to be away, you all of a sudden find yourself in front of this blank canvas that's like, oh, wow, I'm gonna be here and I can choose actually very spontaneously what I'm gonna do because it's blank. My schedule is totally open. I can choose how I'm gonna spend my time. It's been an interesting, it still is, it's still the beginning of it. It's been an interesting, how can I say? It's been an interesting thing to observe because then I'm really aware of how I want to spend my time. And of course, I'm spending it in the sun because it's still sunny the whole weekend. I'm spending it drinking great coffee, eating delicious food, taking care of myself, going to bed early-ish, going to yoga, Pilates, and with the people who inspire me. And of course, a lot of time, not so many people actually, and not because they don't inspire me, but because I choose to keep that time for my creative practices. And it feels amazing. I think a lot of times what happens when we have this blank canvas is that we want to fill it up. It's very natural to want to fill up the space. But if we take a moment and observe, okay, what is it actually that I want to do and with whom? Or do I want to do something at all? And if I can decide in every moment, can I let also my intuition maybe guide the way? And which street am I gonna walk on? Which cafe am I going to? What will give me the most joy right now? What will inspire me the most? What will give me the most energy? I think today was interesting. I actually went on an artist date. It's the concept that Julia Cameron writes about in her book, The Artist's Way. It's one of the exercises that she recommends that you take yourself on a date. So you go by yourself somewhere that inspires you and that you find pleasurable, enjoyable, and that will spark your creativity or do something for your creative practice. And I really love those dates. And I think I do a good job at doing it on a regular basis. Just going to a cafe that I really like for me is one of these artist dates. But today I thought, okay, I'm gonna walk to that museum that is on the countryside outside of town. It was beautiful weather. I didn't listen to any podcast. I really stayed with my thoughts and came up with some content ideas and talked to a friend on voice messages, aka mini podcasts. And then I arrived there and I sat down in their cafe outside. It was still beautiful weather. Coffee was delicious. I used that artist date to make it a visualization date as well, because I want to see the Northern Lights in Norway, and the exhibition was about Northern Lights, and so I thought, perfect, I can totally visualize being in Norway hopefully this year and see Northern Lights by having a cinnamon roll at the cafe and seeing those beautiful paintings with those amazing lights that are in the northern parts of Europe, and there were also paintings from Canada. So that was fun. I really went with the flow, and I love it because usually there's always something to do, right? So, or work. I think we spend too little time with ourselves, like big chunks of time with just ourselves. It's so good. I think I'm going to stop at these three lessons. I'm just going to say to finish that creating space for yourself is one of the best things you can do for yourself. And creating space for your creativity as well. It will help you connect with yourself. It will make you aware of how you feel, what you think, how your energy levels are at, what you find really enjoyable, and so on. To be honest, on this artist date, I realized that actually my favorite part of the date was to go there, so to be excited for this little adventure, to drink that coffee, create the content, and see the beautiful architecture of the museum and of the old buildings around it in the village. So I learned. And it's mostly about what we learn along the way rather than what we actually do. It's mostly about getting to know ourselves better. So those were my lessons of the week. Let me know if it resonated and how you felt this week. Eclipse season is coming up. Let's buckle up. No, it's not. When I follow the astrology, they say it's not about if your life is aligned, it's okay. Yeah. Let me know if you have questions. I'm available for hypnotherapy sessions online. I post usually at the end of the week or at the beginning of the week when I have sessions available. DM me if you have questions. I'd love to hear from you. Have a good sunny weekend.